Hello.
Hi, Louis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay, Tina.
Oh, good.
I was looking for you almost. I mean, but if my telephone died, because
yes.
I'm driving almost just the line. It's only one line, and I can
got
chat,
it.
I can chat it. You call me or just call? Call me back, but maybe let's say 10 minutes, then I'll be home. Or
in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but now I'm okay. I'm going to make a payment.
Okay.
Just in case my telephone dies, you know, I call you back or you call me back, whatever.
I'll call you if it dies, but go ahead when you're ready. I can update your card for you.
I'm driving. Okay, so this is the thing I want to do for, how much is it?
It's $149.
And then if I go with the 100, 249, right?
Yeah, if you put the Facebook ads on, it would be 249.
Okay, but, last time they put it just epoxy, or what they put it last time? Because I can get inside what you send me, I can, it's too slow. When I try to get inside, it's super, super slow. So I don't let me get inside. Okay. So I think it's my telephone problem.
Okay. So, Do you want to maybe put the Facebook ads back on, or do you want to leave it like this without it until you get the telephone problem fixed?
Well, this is the thing, like, because last time I said to you. Put it like artistic creation, just that's it, the thing is, because now the winter is coming, so probably I'm not sure if they can make something with even yes, epoxy or restoration. Well, epoxy, of course. Epoxy.
Yeah, we can make some revisions for you, no problem. As soon as the payment's up to speed, you tell me what you want to change, and I'll have that department make some revisions for you, okay?
Yes, I'm going to pay you.
Okay.
I'm stopping the sign now, okay?
Oh, so, you are so sweet. I appreciate that. So, make sure you're safe.
I'm going to stop here in the parking lot.
Okay.
So this is a card, but they have to go with the payment right away, okay?
Go ahead. Okay.
408.
Yes.
8600.
Got it.
Yes. 0228.
Okay.
3027.
3027. And expiration?
1128.
And the code?
216.
Okay. Now, the phone was cracking up a little bit, so do you want to do the 249 and we'll have some revisions made for you for the Facebook ads, or do you want to stick with the 149?
No, I want to go with 249 because I need work.
That's
I need
what
something.
I thought. Okay, yeah. So let's put the Facebook ads back on, and then I will get your authorization, and then you can tell me what you would like to change or add to your campaign, and I'll have that department do that.
Well, the thing is, I don't know why the campaign go to Green Bay, and really, no very good neighbor. I mean, you know, that's really but very small, but I get that job, to be honest. It's very small, but it's in the very bad neighbor. So,
wow. Okay.
I get one.
You want
to? I told you.
So how about rather than setting it at a radius, if we would just pick some special areas that you'd like to, like for example, you can give me zip codes or cities, and we can run the Facebook ads exclusively in those areas. And that way,
yes,
your budget would last you longer too, you know, because if you set it as a radius, then sometimes there's the budget will get eaten up by promoting your business in places that you don't want to show, right?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. you might be better off to set it as, you know, tell me specific areas where you like to work, and we can run the Facebook ads there.
I think so. That's going to be better that way. Yeah, because
okay.
actually the other cost, because they call me only two people, okay? One was
okay.
in Green Bay, but then the neighbor, but I get that job mm-hmm. at least. And then the other one was like two, almost 1 hour and a half north.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't give me the job because they say they was looking somebody local, you know?
So oh no.
Yeah,
did you have to go that far? Did they send you pictures?
No, I went all the way there. So,
wow.
Let me just try here. That way, if I pick up the local, I mean, that I can just, you know, better. I mean, like more, say, all these neighbors, and then, you know, more close, probably. And later, when I have more money, I can extend it, you know.
Yeah, you could put more. So, do you want to give me some areas now, or do you want to think about it, and I can have customer support call you back tomorrow, and they can change the areas?
Like I say, well, even, you know what, here in Appleton, probably, you put it like Amina?
Amina?
How many, the thing is, that's what I want to see, like, how many, if it's like 100 bucks only or whatever, how many houses, or how that works, you say?
It depends. Let's say the pay-per-click is 25 cents, right? We have, we give you a $3 a day budget. So whenever that budget runs out, that's when they will stop the ads for the remainder of the day, and then they start up again the next morning. And that's a good thing. That will prevent you from getting an unexpected bill, right? But in the meantime, in the meantime, we can stretch that budget to last longer if you target areas. So, was it, Amina, is that a city?
Yes, a city here where the people have a little bit more money.
Okay.
And, but you know what? Probably I just go, better I let you know tomorrow, because I'm going to pick up someone where the people, you know, like, again, I told you, Green Bay, really, that area, I say, well, people don't have money here. So, you know, I want to just target some of the, where there's money. At least, you know, even, you know what I mean, it's better for me that way.
No problem. So what I'll do is I'll send a message to customer support to call you tomorrow, and then they can make those changes for you. So typically all I do is update the payment, but customer service will reach out to you tomorrow, and then that gives you plenty of time tonight to think about some really good areas that you want those ads to run, you know?
Yeah, and something else. Let's say,
yes.
For example, let's say here in Appleton, okay, I pick up like 2 or 3. And also, I can do that also like Green Bay, or the part for where I'm living is more, or what are you saying?
You can target certain areas in Green Bay if you like, because you said part of it wasn't good. It was a bad neighborhood. So you could look at the zip codes in Green Bay that are nicer neighborhoods, and you can target those if you want.
Oh, that's going to be excellent for me. For me, more control. That's going to be nice.
Yeah, that way you can look it on the map tonight, the neighborhoods that you like within Green Bay, and figure out what the zip codes are, and then you can tell my technician tomorrow when they call you, okay?
Okay, that's going to be perfect.
Sounds perfect. Okay.
Do you run the car?
Yeah, I got the green light on the payment, Louis, so you're all good to go. So thank you for updating that, and have a really nice evening, too.
You too, thank you. And then probably I'm going to be waiting for that call, and maybe later, because also maybe I don't have to wait for the month, right? If I say, well, I have another 100 or whatever, and put more ads or whatever.
You could always call me. Yeah, and if you ever want to try Google Ads, those work very well too. It's just that our minimum budget for Google Ads is 300 rather than 100. So
only part I don't see them in Google yet, because I know supposedly I want to send a video.
Oh, the Google ads, they can go up right away even if you're not verified on Google yet. So if you want to try the Google ads, you could always do that. But when the Google listing kicks in after you do that video, that's where you're going to see an explosion of results, because most people will hire off the first page in the maps. So,
okay,
and that's what that video will do.
What I do.
When are you going to do that, Louis?
Well, I'm ready. But, you know, when I was working, it was hard, but pretty much I'm ready. So that means, what it means. Before I was in the top ones, and now I'm not. So that means, and also, so how I do it to be able to be in the Google Maps?
That's what they were asking you to do the video for. We're going to take care of that for you. We're going to take the Google Business page that we've created, and then we're going to program it to be on the first page of the Google Maps. But Google's asking for that video verification, and it's a good thing they're asking it, Lewis, because they're trying to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal your clients. Because the only way you can get...
That happened to me probably because, believe me, even before being with you guys and the other companies, I really have a lot of calls. A lot, and then now, imagine, only two calls. I mean, you know what I mean? That really, and then because I pay that kind only two calls. That's the only thing I get because I'm not really then showing up in Google, I think. So that's
well, do you want them to help you, walk you through it tomorrow when they call you? They can help you, get that video verification done too. It's a really quick process. It only takes like 10 minutes to do it. So I'll put that in the notes too to also help you with your video verification when they call you tomorrow. So have your documents ready. I don't know. When I put in this request, they tell me they'll call within one business day. And we close in 30 minutes, so I'm pretty sure they won't call you today because we're almost closed.
If they do it after 9, because that way I can even go to my shop and then because there you're going.
Oh, it'll absolutely be after 9 because we open up at 7 o'clock Pacific, which is 9 o'clock Central. So we don't even get in the office until after 9. Yeah, so you'll be good there, okay?
But why?
Question, Lewis.
I
called the call tracking number earlier, and I talked to, I think he said his name was Christopher. Is that your partner?
No.
No?
No. And that's
what's his name? Maybe I put his name down wrong. What's your partner's name, or you don't have one?
No, he's just my son, but this is Luis, but no. I have it artistic. But that's the problem, too, because I make a mistake. I'm with his name, like, 20 years, and now it's probably because I never registered, and then now it's another artistic. It's another artistic around, and that's bad.
Oh, I see.
And
okay,
that's bad too.
So do you want the call tracking number to forward to this number, because we have that other number which is 920-378-3437. Which one do you take client calls on?
This one.
Okay, so I'll have them put the calls that go to the call tracking number to this number, okay? Oh.